For WNPR, I'm Harriet Jones. Connecticut's junior senator says the Republicans' latest attempt to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act could cost the state of Connecticut as much as $4 billion in federal funding come 2027. Republican leadership in the Senate is thought to be seeking a vote as early as next week on a bill authored by Senators Lindsey Graham and Bill Cassidy. This replacement for the Affordable Care Act would send block grants for health care costs, including Medicaid, to each state. It would also cap the amount states could spend on Medicaid patients. Speaking on the Senate floor this week, Democrat Chris Murphy pointed to an analysis by the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. It estimates the state would lose $4 billion in federal funding under that formula in 2027, when the bill's temporary block grant system would expire.
$4 billion means that we will either have to kick hundreds of thousands of people off of health care, or we will have to dramatically raise people's taxes.
Murphy says this effort is vexing because it comes just as the parties were beginning to come together around health care.
Literally, as we speak, Republicans and Democrats are talking to each other about the bipartisan bill that Americans in every state are begging for. And apparently, if this bill is going to be brought before the Senate, that whole process was a fraud.
Professor Abby Gluck of Yale Law School's Solomon Center for Health Law and Policy says it's disturbing that Republicans are allowing this bill to go forward before its impact has been fully considered by the Congressional Budget Office.
Unlike the previous bills, it would eliminate that prohibition on discrimination based on pre-existing conditions, and it would dramatically cut and change the Medicaid program as we know it.
Gluck says it's possible we may see significant opposition coming from even Republican governors to this bill.
What the bill does is it punts very difficult issues about the necessary cuts that are going to have to be made in the wake of reduced subsidies and reduced Medicaid funding to the governors, putting the hard choices in the governor's hands and making them look like the villains.
It's not yet clear if Republican leadership has the 50 votes it would need to pass the bill in the next couple of weeks. After October 1st, any effort to fundamentally alter health care will need to attract 60 votes to pass. Harriet Jones, WNPR News.